We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know we got John Wehner coming up now, and let's check in with him. And John, you've been in pennant races before. How crushing were these losses for Milwaukee these last two nights?
Yeah, that it's costly, but fortunately for them, they still have a chance at the wild card. When losing anytime you lose late, especially in a pennant race, it's horrible, you know, and especially the way they lost it. I mean, obviously, Council went to Knubel three straight nights, brings them in on the third night in the eighth, and that throwing error, I mean, I think individually that's got to feel awful. A guy that's done that good a job, but to lose a game because you throw a ball away, has to be heartbreaking, and you feel bad for your teammates. Having said that, you go into Chicago, and again, you have, because you used your closer three times, I know they went to Jeffress to close it, and they blew another late lead, and yeah, that hurts, especially in a race. But they might feel that their back's against the wall for the division. I don't think they have a chance for the division, but they do have a chance for the wild card, obviously, and so they got to go in there and, you know, hope to win at least two of these next three against the Cubs, and then see what happens in Denver and what they're doing.
John, when you're forecasting for 2018 and looking at the guys who you think you can depend on to give you production and the guys that you might feel otherwise about, you know, if you want to, you can put McCutchen in, you can depend on him, Harrison, you could probably say that about Bell now. Mercer, I think, would also fit that bill. Where would you put Gregory Polanco and Starling Marte? Are those guys the Pirates can depend on for next year?
Boy, that's a great question, because that's what you really got to wonder. To me, we talked about so much with Marte being gone, Gung being gone, and Polanco struggles this year, and Andrew's struggled. Andrew had two great months, and outside of that, he's struggled in every other month. So, offensively, that's why it's been such a mess. In fact, I know that entire road trip, our 4, 5, 6 hitters did not drive in a run. The three games since that road trip, the 4, 5, 6 hitters didn't drive in a run. And that's Polanco, Fries, and Bell. Now, Bell, I'm not worried about. I think Bell, like you said, is you can depend on. Can you depend on Polanco, Marte? You know, Marte, I think could still be an all-star caliber type player. He has to stay on the field, and he has to concentrate, and he has to play hard, and he has to be in the lineup. Polanco obviously has to avoid injuries and try to figure out how to be consistent, because we've really only seen about 3 months of Polanco being the guy that we heard so much about, and that was the first half of 16. That's I think the toughest question Neil Huntington, everybody's gonna have to have. I mean, I don't know if there's what they're thinking of doing for next year, if they're gonna be open to offers, or if they're gonna, you know, try to add to compete next year. But those are the big question marks. I mean, they're under contract. Unless you get blown away with an offer, I think you have to depend on them, and you have to hope that they could play up to their potential.
We're talking to Pirates broadcaster John Wehner here on the Cook and Pony Show. John, Ivan Nova needs one more start to get a significant bonus. The Pirates are giving it to him tonight. Is that a big deal? And you, as a former player, do players notice when those kind of things happen?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about that. Anytime a player has a performance bonus, the manager's going to try to get him that performance bonus. And as a player, you know, that's why you asked for it, to be put in your contract, because you want to prove that you're reliable and that you can go out there and take the ball and you can compete. Ivan Nova, absolutely.
No, I'm not asking about Nova. Do the other players notice that sort of thing? I mean, I know Nova notices. That's a pretty big chunk of jack to get in his paycheck. I'm talking about other players. Do you pay attention to that?
Unless it's brought up, you don't pay attention to it. You know what I mean? Like, I just know this. I know there was a time where there were players that were banged up or whatever, but they made sure that they got their games in. When they got their games in, they'd shut it down. You know, so they got their bonuses, and then they could shut it down. Unless it's publicized, I don't think players go around talking about what performance bonuses they have to their teammates. But if you're a teammate and you're reading about it, and then you see, oh, wait a minute, you know, why is he shutting it down now? Because he got his 75 games in or whatever, you know what I mean? So you notice it if the guy quits playing. If the guy continues to play and he goes about his business the way he always does, you know, and they're productive, I mean, who cares about the bonuses? The only problem a player would have as far as performance bonuses and games played or at bats or innings pitch or starts is if a guy attains that bonus and then all of a sudden he shuts it down, and then that's frustrating.
John, is Andrew McCutchen still a great player?
I think Andrew McCutchen still has the ability to be an all-star player. Again, a great player based on his last 2 years, you have to say no, because it's like I said, he's had, you know, two great months out of the last 2 years, and then he had probably two or three good months out of the last 2 years. I think his defense is way better this year than last year. I think his base running is better this year than last year. And I think there's, you know, I think he wanted to prove that he could still play center field. I don't know what the metrics read. I know with my eyes, he's played a much better center field this year than he did last year. I think he's a much better base runner this year than he was last year, even though he's not as fast and he doesn't steal many bases. There's still, you know, I think he's put forth more effort on the bases. Is he a great player still? It's hard for me to say that based on what he's done the last 2 years offensively. I mean, he was an MVP type, an all-star type, and in the last 2 years, like I said, he had two great months. So two great months out of 12 doesn't make you a great player, in my opinion, but I think he still has the potential to be an all-star type.
John, the Glasnow story just won't go away. You know, tried him in relief the other night, and it didn't go well. Start the previous, not well, after just totally tearing up Triple-A. Are we getting close to the time? And he's only 24. We got to start to see something, don't we?
I'll tell you what, and I know I didn't talk to you guys last Friday, and his start in Milwaukee, I thought he looked good in terms of stuff, in terms of arm, in terms of the curveball, the changeup, and even his command wasn't as bad as the line suggested. The difference for me between a big league hitter and a minor league hitter is that first four batters he faced in Milwaukee, the game he started, he probably strikes out the first four in about 15 or 16 pitches, okay? In the big leagues, they waste them, they take them, they foul them off, they make him grind, they make him throw more than just three strikes per bat, and then they end up drawing a walk because they're better hitters. They're, you know, I think a softer lineup, bottom of a lot of lineups, he can wipe them out. But the good hitters in the major leagues is going to make him be more consistent in the strike zone. And his stuff is good enough to where they don't always make contact with good pitches. They foul him off. And so all of a sudden now we're at 30 pitches through four or five batters. He's walked three or four of them, and you know what I mean? And then made it tough. But I think I saw on that start more than I've seen at any other start that he has had at the big league level. The outing out of the bullpen, I think, is, man, that was, man, it was something else. It's the first time this year we've seen him come out of the bullpen. It's a big game for Milwaukee. It's a tight game. It's a one-run game. He got through that first inning. I was thinking, well, good. And when he went out there second inning, I was like, boy, we're really rolling the dice here on this guy. And obviously he couldn't get through it. The walks came back to hurt him. He's going to have to learn to pitch in the zone more consistently and pitch to contact more consistently. And if that means backing off and relying on location, I'm not sure. But, yes, I think the time has come that he can't just continue to dominate in AAA. They got to either let him ride it out, make him figure it out on his own, or move him to the bullpen or something. I'm not exactly sure, but I think AAA is in the past for him. I don't see why or what he can do and learn in there other than maybe command the ball better.
All right, John, we appreciate it as always, man. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, the last week of the season. Where time flies, doesn't it? It absolutely flies.
It is incredible that the season's already over. And
well, John, now you got Steelers Bears to look forward to. I think you told me you're one of those guys that thinks that Tomlin's team's lets down against weaker competition, aren't you? I think we had that conversation once.
Maybe I did. I don't know. It's hard for me. I don't know. I don't know if I've actually said that. I mean, there's a time where you kind of get a feeling of that. You don't see the same urgency. And for me, any game that isn't the Browns, Ravens, or Bengals I don't, or the Patriots. I have a hard time getting up for, or really, they don't seem like there's much interest. To me, there's not as much interest in those games, and I think it's because there's a less sense, a not as high a sense of urgency against the other opponents, especially the lesser ones.
John, we'll talk to you
next
week, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, you guys too. Take care.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.